Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez Toledo reports about two Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Quigley and W.R. Grace. Chief Judge Loretta A. Preska of the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York affirmed the order confirming Quigley Company Inc.'s Chapter 11 reorganization plan on July 30, 2013. The plan enables Quigley to emerge from Chapter 11 over the objection of a dissenting creditor class and another group of asbestos personal injury claimants. The District Court's affirmance of the plan ensured that Quigley and its corporate parent, Pfizer Inc., would be released from at least $5.6 billion of current and future asbestos liability. The District Court also approved the permanent injunction staying all further litigation against Pfizer arising out of Quigley's asbestos claims. Finally, the court affirmed Quigley's, quote, cramming down a rejecting class of silica personal injury claimants. Quigley's Chapter 11 plan calls for Pfizer to contribute an additional $964 million of cash, insurance, and other assets to fund a trust that will pay asbestos personal injury claims. Decades ago, Pfizer's Quigley unit made industrial products that use the toxic chemical, which causes cancer and lung disease, and makes injuries slow to manifest. Along with its parent, Quigley was targeted with hundreds of thousands of injury claims, seeking more than $1 billion in damages. Estimates during the bankruptcy put the potential liability for future damage claims at more than $4 billion. Once the plan is put into effect, those liabilities will be channeled to a trust and away from Pfizer and Quigley. New York bankruptcy judge Stuart M. Bernstein confirmed the plan on June 26th and overruled objections from a group of personal injury plaintiffs. Because Quigley's Chapter 11 plan resolves personal injury claims, it must be approved by a federal district judge as well. Quigley entered bankruptcy in 2004. Approximately 430 asbestos-related property damage claims remain outstanding against W.R. Grace & Company, according to the company's Form 10-K filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2013. Grace, which has been in bankruptcy protection for an astounding 12 years, has projected to complete its reorganization by the end of the year. It filed for Chapter 11 in April 2001. Meanwhile, Peg Brickley, writing for Dow Jones DBR Small Cap, reported that a crucial federal appeals court ruling that could finally clear the way for Grace to end its long stay in bankruptcy is expected, quote, sometime shortly following Labor Day, a lawyer for the chemical company said. In addition, Ben Callow, senior analyst at Robert W. Baird & Company, said Grace is expected to come out of bankruptcy in the fourth quarter of 2013 or the first quarter of 2014, allowing the specialty chemicals and materials company more flexibility with its capital and potentially returning it to shareholders. According to Mr. Callow, Grace has a very good balance sheet. There are three basic business segments. The most profitable one is the catalyst division, which sells catalysts for the refining process, he said. Grace just instituted a price increase earlier in the year, a double-digit price increase, so they have some pricing power there, he continued. We'll see that flow through into next year, he added. Grace has improved operations and is also expected to benefit from a change in the economic atmosphere, thanks to a rebound in construction, Mr. Callow was quoted as saying. Moreover, he says the company could become an acquisition target once it leaves its bankruptcy status. They have construction chemical business, which has been weak over the past few years, as construction was weak. That is recovering. They did a lot of streamlining of the business in the downturn, so when we started seeing a pickup in that business, we got a lot of leverage there, Mr. Callow said. The troubled company reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.